Luke chapter 8, verses 16 to 18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." Thus ends the gospel. Did you ever play hide and seek as a child? One person was it, and the others had to hide. And when they were found, they had to go back to the home base, because those were the rules of the game. When we were young, we tended to be found fairly quickly. Why? We hid in predictable places, and it was fairly easy to find us, and sometimes it was because of our giggles. As we got older, we may have become more imaginative about hiding places, and now that we're adults, we aren't necessarily playing a game, we're just really good at hiding, as though everything is dark and we can avoid coming out into the light. But light is something we can't live without. The late Thea Bowman, a black woman who was a member of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration in Wisconsin, once said, "Sometimes people think they have to do big things in order to make change. But if each one would light a candle, we'd have a tremendous light." And Thea certainly knew what a difference that would make, not only physically, but also spiritually. And that's what today's gospel tells us. First, Jesus states the obvious. No one lights a lamp only to hide it. People need to see. And then Jesus goes on, "For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be made known and come to light." Why? Because God is it, and we can't hide from God. Even when we think we can hide from others, or perhaps even from ourselves, God, as the big it, capital letters, I-T, knows as well what is inside us. And the gospel says, nothing can remain hidden or secret. That's the thing about light. Everything is illuminated. The good, the bad, and the ugly. If we can imagine that everyone we meet longs for the light promised by Jesus, we can believe that once found in their hiding places, they will be filled with the grace and truth of the gospel. Then they will experience the freedom of winning the game, including all the promises of this gospel: peace, wisdom, and goodness in abundance.